Hey, Liz Steven, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you, man?
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. It's great to have snow in Toronto. Not a lot, but some, and cold weather. So we want people to think it's winter. So talk about talk about the weekend for Liz Steven, and how you're feeling coming into the as the race season unfolds.
Yeah. Today was great. The weekend was a bit challenging before this for me. But the classicking is still a little behind where I'm hoping it was going to be going into the season. But the season is long, and maybe some longer classic races will be good to get under my belt too, and more feeling of the snow. But yeah, today was really good. It was especially fun to see Sadie have such a strong weekend,
yep.
And of course, Keegan having another strong weekend. And then Noah having such an awesome day today. It was really, really fun to watch and kind of, yeah, see the team really firing up for another season. So,
yeah, absolutely. You guys are really, you have so many cylinders that can perform, and everybody seems to be up to the challenge and feeding off each other's good results. And that's, augurs well for, as Keegan says, for the relay coming up and the rest of the season. I was just wanted to recap a little bit because I know that in the training leading up to the season, you were having some killer runs out there, and we were really, really excited to see some of your early performances. Are you feeling that your training has really gone the way you wanted, and are you happy with that whole, where you're at physically?
Yeah, I think I was telling Toffer just a little while ago, it's pretty easy for me to get pretty discouraged after a race like yesterday, I think. But you kind of have to have patience with the season. And, you do a lot of hard work and you think you're doing everything exactly how you want to be doing it. And you just have to trust that sometimes it doesn't always happen right off the bat. And there's still a big season to be had. A long season, and it was good to finish the weekend with a strong result for sure.
Yep.
But I think I was healthy all training season. I did the training that I think was right for having better results this season than last season. So we'll see how it goes for sure. It doesn't you always think you're doing the right thing, and you just kind of hope that it was the right thing. So we'll see how it goes, and just. Yeah, enjoying being back on the road with everyone for sure.
Absolutely. I think the key word there was patience, and I think that, speaking with Holly as well, she's also, wanted to see some better results, but I think that, it was interesting when I chatted with Sadie about her great results this weekend, and she remembered, Holly having a really stellar result last year that inspired her. And I think, it's happened for all of you in different ways when you watch each other. But I think you're right. It's key to be patient and just, let things unfold and hope that, things go the way you want.
Sure.
What's on tap now for you guys over the next few days before the next World Cup?
Yeah, we're about to head up to the gym right now and lift some heavy weights, put them back down on the ground. But we'll travel to Lillehammer tomorrow, fly out of Kusamo and into Oslo, and then drive up to Lillehammer, and then get back on snow on Tuesday. Check out the Lillehammer courses, which I don't think any of us have ever raced, or most of us even skied in Lillehammer before. Last time we were in Schuchen, so that will be really fun to have some new trails, and I think just start training for next weekend, and that's kind of the story of the year. Leave one place and go to the next, and pretty repetitive during the winter for sure.
For sure,
but it's a good repetitive for sure.
Yeah, you have a routine.
Norway, where they have some brown cheese, which we've had to take a week off from, unfortunately. So we're pretty psyched to get back on that train.
Very cool. Well, I'm sure you have it down to a routine on some level, and it does take some dexterity to make it all fit together and go smooth. I remember talking to Chris Grover about some of the nightmares you've had just trying to get out of some places and
yeah,
stuff that we don't really see, but you guys have to deal with, and trying to get to the next start line.
Yeah, I mean, most of what we have to be thankful for is that we have some wax techs and staff that want to, or do the drive with the cargo van that's, you know, Oleg is doing 20 hours or 40 hours, actually, of driving in a week. So, you know, those guys are pulling big time, like triple their weight. So it's really awesome to have them doing that kind of stuff and not have to travel with 100 pairs of skis everywhere we go and, you know, 60 pounds of wax and more than that. So
absolutely. You need some troopers like that to
absolutely do
the heavy lifting, as they say.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, Liz. We're going to wish you all the best, and thanks for spending
time with us.
And all the best in Lillehammer and the relay, and we're looking forward to some exciting results, and we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Benjamin.